President Obama says he plans to veto a bill that would cut billions of dollars out of the food stamp program if it comes to his desk. The House passed a measure cutting the program last week, but its legislative future is uncertain. One in seven Americans now uses the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and its cost has more than doubled since the recession began. Republicans say it's grown out of control and states should be able to drug test recipients, require them to work and set time limits on their benefits. Well, joining us on the line is Richard Gordon, who coordinates the food stamp program at the Gleaners Food Bank in Indianapolis, Indiana. Richard, welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, what are you expecting right now with all this uncertainty in Congress about potential cuts to the food stamp program?
Well, we are, of course, aware that there may be some potential cuts to the program. We, of course, hope not, but we want to make sure that we are out there letting individuals in our communities here in Indiana know about the program and hopefully how they can gain access to it.
Well, right now, the average monthly food stamp benefit for one person in Indiana is $132.46 per month. Tell us about the people that you serve and why they need food stamps.
We are serving a number of people, traditionally what we think of the underserved, but also many of the quote-unquote working poor, people who have jobs but just don't make enough to make ends meet, and they need that assistance to help feed their families. It's people that we don't necessarily often think. Sometimes there are people who may have been at executives who may have been recently laid off and are really upon hard times. They're needing help.
Richard, one of the things that the Republicans are trying to do in their bill is to require adults between 18 and 50 who don't have children who are minors to either have a job or enroll in a work training program in order to receive benefits. How many of the people that you deal with, just ballpark a percentage for me, currently work, have jobs?
Probably at least probably half or maybe a little more than half.
A little more than half.
They just don't have, yeah, they just don't have the wage.
Now, I'm sure you've seen this video that has made a lot of rounds on Fox News now, this 29-year-old unemployed guy in La Jolla, California, this surfer. He's become known as the Lobster Boy because he's shown on camera partying all day and buying lobster and sushi with his food stamp money. Let's take a listen to this video that's been all over the airwaves.
They had lobster on special. We got lobster.
Then Jason's off to the automated checkout counter. Food stamp card at the ready.
$200 a month, and you just go like, boom.
Thank you for shopping with us.
Just like that.
Please remove your bags.
All paid for by our wonderful tax dollars.
So how have people that you deal with reacted to that?
Well, I will tell you, the people that we deal with here are very, very grateful for the assistance, and they're really looking to use the program very wisely in terms of what it's aimed to do. They're really looking to provide, get access to nutritious food that will serve their family at a time that they're in need, not to try to be dishonest or anything of that nature. So we really haven't experienced any type of situation such as that.
So you haven't seen any waste in the system?
I have not in my experience. No, I have not.
So what do you think? If there is a cut, how will you deal with it if people get forced off of the program or if their benefits are reduced?
Well, we hope that that won't come. I know that, you know, that's right now in our radar, of course. But being at Gleaners, we have a number of community partners and pantries that are providing service to our community should that happen. We also have our own community pantry, so we're letting people know about these resources.
There's kind of a startling figure. In 2001, the SNAP program served 17 million people at a cost of just over $15 billion. By this year, there were 47.8 million people enrolled in the program, costs up to $75 billion. What do you make of that? Why is that?
The economic times, so we're seeing more families and more people who may have lost their job or maybe they've been outsourced that need help. And so, you know, the face of poverty is not what we traditionally may have thought it was. It's people that, you know, may have had a well-paying job and been able to provide well for their family who, unfortunately, has no fault of their own, just been put in a difficult position with regard to hard times. And so we want to treat those people respectfully and get them the help that they need so that they can feed themselves and their families.
Richard Gordon coordinates the SNAP program at the Gleaners Food Bank in Indianapolis, Indiana. Richard, thanks for joining us.
All right. Have a wonderful day.